Recently, we've been looking at aluminum, which is common to many vaccines. It's used as an adjuvant that means helper. Without the aluminum, the vaccine basically does not provide any long-term protection. And so my research has looked at injectable aluminum and how it might impact the nervous system. The difference between injectable aluminum versus dietary aluminum is that aluminum that you eat is excreted fairly rapidly. Injectable aluminum, however, is meant to stick around. And that's precisely why it's there in the first place. That's what an adjuvant does. So we simply did the really simple experiment of taking the same stuff out of the vaccines, the aluminum hydroxide, and injecting it into mice, into the muscles, to see what would happen if we tried to mimic the vaccine schedule. We were quite surprised to see how rapidly the behavioral symptoms emerged. They showed not only behavioral deficits of motor function, but they ultimately showed cognitive deficits as well. And once we sacrificed the animals and started looking inside their brains and spinal cords, we found massive damage to motor neurons. And so we may be creating the conditions for Parkinson's disease, Lou Gehrig's disease, Alzheimer's disease. Maybe not immediately, but maybe 20, 30, 40 years down the line.